March 7th. Genesis 37, 1 to 11. A home in trouble. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him. Genesis 37, 4. The sin of Jacob and the train of events to which it led had not failed to exert an influence for evil, an influence that revealed its bitter fruit in the character and life of his sons. As these sons arrived at manhood, they developed serious faults. The results of polygamy were manifest in the household. This terrible evil tends to dry up the very springs of love, and its influence weakens the most sacred ties. The jealousy of the several mothers had embittered the family relation. The children had grown up contentious and impatient of control, and the father's life was darkened with anxiety and grief. There was one, however, of a widely different character, the elder son of Rachel, Joseph, whose rare personal beauty seemed but to reflect an inward beauty of mind and heart, pure, active, and joyous. The lad gave evidence also of moral earnestness and firmness. He listened to his father's instructions and loved to obey God. His mother being dead, his affections clung the more closely to the father, and Jacob's heart was bound up in this child of his old age. He loved Joseph more than all his children, but even this affection was to become a cause of trouble and sorrow. Jacob unwisely manifested his preference for Joseph, and this excited the jealousy of his other sons. The father's injudicious gift to Joseph of a costly coat or tunic excited a suspicion that he intended to pass by his elder children to bestow the birthright upon the son of Rachel. Their malice was still further increased as the boy one day told them of a dream that he had had. As the lad stood before his brothers, his beautiful countenance lighted up with a spirit of inspiration. They could not withhold their admiration, but they did not choose to renounce their evil ways, and they hated the purity that reproved their sins. The same spirit that actuated Cain was kindling in their hearts.